think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Ukraine crisis. All Ukraine is divided into zones. The eastern zones are under attack by the Russian invader. The western zones, all the way to the Polish border, are not immediately under threat of Russian invasion, although there are airstrikes. All the way to the west, you find a large city which has passed back and forth between empires for the last several hundred years, now called Lviv. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column Wonderland about the city of Lviv. Dan, you imagine Lviv under siege. At the same time, you imagine the lesson of the Berlin airlift, why holding on to Lviv is important, and what it means to prepare for the worst case. How does it go, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. It recalled to me the Berlin airlift of 1948. Let's just sort of establish as a premise, and this is day-to-day, but the assumption has been that as brave and valorous as the Ukrainian people have been, that the Russian army's numbers are just so overwhelming that over time it's likely going to overwhelm and crush the Ukrainian opposition if Vladimir Putin is willing to throw enough resources into it, as he's doing this week in Mariupol, reducing it to rubble. Putin's military strategy is rubble and ruin. So there is hard to believe NATO's going to stand by and allow the entire country of Ukraine to be occupied, but it looks like that may happen. And I was reminded of the post-war period in Germany, when Germany itself was divided into four sectors, operated by the victorious armies of the United States, Britain, France, and in the east, Russia, Stalin's Russia. But the big city in the east was Berlin, and that was encircled by the Russians. But Berlin was also divided into sectors, the city of Berlin. East Berlin was controlled by Russia, and West Berlin was controlled by the U.S., France, and Britain. And it stood as a symbol. West Berlin stood as a symbol of Western freedom. And I proposed this week that NATO should do the same for Lviv in Western Ukraine, that they should indeed surround the city, control its perimeter, control its airspace in a purely self-defensive way, but to ensure that the Russians would never occupy Lviv and therefore could never say they had defeated all of Ukraine or occupied all of Ukraine. That Lviv should stand as a symbol of Western freedom the way Berlin did for all those years. If necessary, I think President Zelensky, if he's driven out of Kyiv, could set up a government not in exile, as would normally be the case. In Lviv, he would not be in exile. He would be in his own country, on his own soil. So I thought there's an argument to be made for NATO defending Lviv. Obviously, there's no inclination to step one foot inside Ukraine at the moment. Lviv, incidentally, is about 50 miles from the Polish border. But we shall see the way this war progresses, and we shall see if Kyiv falls, the capital, and whether Putin then moves on the western part of the country. And maybe the issue of whether Lviv should be defended or not can be addressed again.
D- Dan, again and again over these last days, it's fog of war, but we're told, at least from the point of view of NATO, that we can't do this because it will provoke Putin. We can't do this because it would risk World War III. We can't do this because then we would be combatants and all of NATO could be attacked. Would that be the same case that's made if you protect the city of Lviv and the people there?
Yes, obviously that's the case that would be made if we were to move NATO troops into a defensive position in and around Lviv, that it would, quote-unquote, provoke Putin. But a couple of things ought to be noted about that. I've been talking about the Berlin blockade of 1948. And, you know, that was after the war. The United States, and after an awful war, I mean, just people were war-weary. And the Western allies, the United States, Britain, and France, had drawn down their military significantly in Europe. Stalin's Russia, however, was taking control of Eastern Europe, the famous Iron Curtain. So then President Harry Truman, who was presented options about what to do about West Berlin, because I should add that the Russians had blockaded Berlin. They had cut the entire city off by air, water, and land, and West Berliners were starving. Truman had to decide whether to evacuate all these Berliners, do a deal with the Russians, or do the airlift. And Harry Truman decided, notwithstanding Stalin, that he would do the airlift, and it went forward. Somewhat similar to what we're in today, John, with not worrying about provoking Vladimir Putin. I mean, we all take the threat of nuclear war seriously, but it looks as though, with NATO having drawn these lines that they have, Putin effectively holds a veto over what NATO can do. And by waiving this nuclear threat every time something serious occurs, he exercises a veto over the West's ability to react. And I do not think we should allow Putin to hold that veto over our actions or even our principles.
Is there an indication from the administration that it's looking for an alternative to what is going on now, which is on video each night? We watch the destruction of a sovereign power and the food security of the people left behind deteriorating. What's in between, Dan? Have you heard anything that's less than a catastrophe?
You know, I have not, John. I have not heard anything in between. And I think we're rolling towards an extremely difficult moral dilemma. Yes, the West has supplied Ukrainians with Stinger missiles and anti-tank missiles and weaponry and so forth. But as I said, they're not going to step a foot inside Ukraine. We had the strange decision to withhold the MiG fighters from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, where they'd been flown by the Poles. And those were not being delivered to the Ukrainians because the United States decided it was an inappropriate weapon, that they didn't really need it. You know, we're sitting here every day, John, day after day, watching these scenes out of Ukraine. We know about how brave the Ukrainians have been, but we see these parades, long roads filled with people who are being bombed by the Russians as they go. And the question is, I think, are we going to sit here and watch Ukraine defend itself to the last dead 4-year-old Ukrainian child? Because that's what's going on right now. And I think at some point, the West is going to be faced with a really serious moral question and dilemma. Are we going to do anything more than we are now? Or are we going to allow all of these Ukrainians to be slaughtered by Vladimir Putin? And I think I have seen no evidence that Washington has a plan B or is considering anything other than just letting this grind on the way it is. But it's an unprecedented situation, John. We've had terrible wars. Putin bombed Syria into rubble, northern Syria on behalf of Bashar Assad. He bombed Grozny and Chechnya into rubble. This one's happening in front of the eyes of the whole world. And the world obviously is aghast at what's going on. We're in a new situation. We're in a new land with what's going on in Ukraine. And I don't think the playbooks that we've used in the past or that it looks like we're going to use for the indefinite future. I'm not sure they're going to hold up.
Once upon a time, Harry Truman looked across the line into Joseph Stalin's lair and said, "Start the airlift." I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.